Hey guys, so today we are basically gonna be doing another, well, my first podcast. I am used to doing other podcasts, but those are over on Tyler's channel. Tyler, come here.
Hello.
So today me and Tyler are gonna be talking about the importance of social media and sexuality.
What is your problem? Yeah, no, we will be talking about that.
Yeah, so we did originally do that on Tyler's channel, but I thought I'd give this a little bit of a twist. It's mainly about sexuality, but on the odd blips and bloops and bloody blah blahs, we will add in the odd one or two things, descriptions on social media.
How sexuality affects social media.
Yeah, so right now we have a sheet of questions that I would actually like you to answer, if that's fine.
Thank you. Okay, I'll answer them.
Right, so, right, let me get the first one out. Right, we've got the first one, sorry about that, guys. So the first one is by Jenny McGenny. No, Jenny I'm sorry, guys, if I pronounced that wrong, but I think it's Jenny McGenny. Does it look like it says
no? No, Jenny McGenny.
All right, sorry, guys.
Jenny McGenny.
Right, so, this is a question from Jenny McGenny. And a bit of a tongue tie there. Jenny McGenny, and she asks, so, Tyler, I have a boyfriend, but I think I'm mostly attracted to girls. What do I say? Question mark, two explanation marks.
Well, okay, so, if she feels that she is a lesbian, maybe she should have some time. Not break it off, but have some time. Because sometimes you can be mistaken by other emotions, like anger. Like some people are in this world, you know. And when she is sure, end it with her husband. And then she'll find someone new. Hopefully.
Right, so guys. Whoa, this question is a shocker. So guys, that question is really shocking. I don't know how to, you know. But this question is saying, hello, Tyler. I have been deciding whether to come out to my family as lesbian or bisexual, but I'm not completely sure myself yet. So what do you recommend doing?
That was a bit of a tongue twister. I recommend having some experience, like going out with boys and girls, because that's what I done, because I am bisexual myself.
Well done, Taylor.
I didn't know if I was bisexual or gay, or even if it was just all a phase, but when I was growing up, I was taught that everything I done was a phase, but I noticed that I don't need to believe that myself, and I was bisexual. So I just went around experimenting is kind of a nasty word to my exes, to be honest. But I just went out with boys and went out with girls, and I just noticed that I'm attracted to both.
Right, so Tyler, this is actually a question personally from me. So, is it, like, when you came out to your parents, what was their reaction? It's fine if you don't say this out loud.
No, I'm open-minded. It weren't a bad reaction. I was expecting something bad. I don't know why. I was just...
Yeah.
The way people come across as being bisexual or gay it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
So, me sitting there, and I was a bit... I wrote a letter to my mother, and I practically said, I'm bisexual. If you don't like it, I'll be out of your life. So she came in, she hugged me, and she said, I love you no matter who you are or who you're with. I said, oh, thank you. But I was a bit in shock, to be honest, because it wasn't really an emotional moment. It was just like, oh, I was a bit shocked because I was like, I was expecting something bad.
Yeah.
But I think with me, I expect the worst all the time.
Mm.
Then with my father, he gave up work just to come and see me. He gave up, not his job, his shift. And he came to my house and he just hugged me and he talked to me. And I've had a really good experience coming out. Yeah.
So we have one question by... Right, we have a question by Blue Girl Ariel 449, and she's asking, have you had your first kiss with a boy yet?
No, I have not, but I hope I do soon.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Right. Anna Batista.
Yeah, I think that says Anna Batista.
Yep. So, guys, this is a question from Anna Batista, and she is asking... Right, okay, I've got it now. She's asking, have you, like, since you have came out to your parents, do you feel like your relationship has grown closer, or do you feel like it's grown more apart?
I do think that... with my father, I've gone closer. With my mother, I don't know. I think we're still on the same platform. Like, I'm still the same person, but she's treating me a good way.
Yeah.
But she's not talking to me about it, you know? We didn't talk about it the night I came out. We just hugged it out, you know? And we haven't really talked about it. She just still wants me to feel normal, you know? But the way she doesn't talk about it makes me not feel normal. Yeah. I think me and my mother are drifting a bit, but I try my best to be there for her through thick and thin.
Okay, so that was actually really upsetting. That kind of got me there.
Oh,
what are the tissues like? Right, so this next question is by Harmony Cushman. And Harmony is asking... Right, this is the last one, by the way. Harmony is asking... I need advice on, so she feels that her nana is lesbian, but her nana doesn't feel like she is.
Right, okay, that's confusing.
Yeah.
So, her nan kind of thinks she is, but thinks she doesn't, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, right, okay.
So, I'd think, Hamni, you should just lay back, leave your nan to it. If your nan... is what she thinks she is, that's it, you know?
Well,
you don't need to be, I don't know, you don't need to be there, you know? Mm. You don't need to decide it for her.
Yeah.
You should lay back and leave her decide it for herself.
Yeah. So guys, we are on to a new subject. This subject, guys, is actually... the dangers of social media. So we are going to spend the next 2-1 minute just talking about the dangers of social media. So yeah. Tyler, I currently don't like saying these words, and if any of you have experienced I can't really say it. Wow. Like rape of some sort or catfish of social media, then if this is rather upsetting for you, it's fine, you can leave the podcast, join, and there should be possibly a time limit on screen, maybe?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, Tyler, what do you feel about old men that are approximately about 54 to, you know, 67, catfishing?
I do not find that very pleasing.
Yeah.
To be honest, I find that very, disgusting.
Yeah.
That's the only word for it. It's perverted.
True.
It's paedophilic. It's not right at all. I do think that catfishing should be illegal.
Yeah.
But it's only illegal to a certain extent. Yeah. Where you're catfishing, so scamming, you know?
I've always had this, like, thought where, like, the phones should, like, scan your face kind of thing. And then they go through, like, a library of your pictures, and then you should be able to check your pictures, if you get what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Right, guys, so that's all we could really talk about, and I'm afraid, but we might keep on for part two. We never know. But if you want to see the part two, go over to Tyler's channel. His name is Tyler Kelly. Go follow him right now. This podcast, all of my podcasts are only 10 minutes long. Thank you guys for watching, and peace out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.